Should drivers be allowed to carry loaded shotguns and assault rifles around in their cars? A growing list of local governments is saying no, and now state lawmakers are pressing local governments to adopt ordinances outlawing loaded shotguns and rifles on public highways. Democratic State Senator Scott Sorovel is part of a group asking for action from the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors and the Prince William County Board of Supervisors.
A lot of localities just didn't realize they had the authority, but I think with the events that have just unfolded, coupled with the march that just happened in D.C., I think you're going to see a lot more local governments start to look at this statute and to try and do something at the local level, because we just haven't been getting it done at the state level.
Not so fast, says Philip Van Cleve of the Citizens Defense League. He says guns are more useful if they're loaded.
An unloaded gun isn't of much use in an emergency. That's a well-known fact. Ask the police officers if they walk around with unloaded guns. I think they're going to tell you no. And this is the same thing they're asking citizens to do. Well, you need to unload your guns. Really, why?
The General Assembly gave local governments the ability to ban loaded shotguns and rifles about 20 years ago. Since that time, 11 counties and 7 cities have adopted ordinances. Now, more may be added to that list soon, although that's a debate that will play out at the local level in town halls and government centers across the Commonwealth. I'm Michael Pope.